Arlene Guzman speaks and understands English, but she's more comfortable in her native Spanish. So Norma Ryan helped translate our conversation. Ryan works for the nonprofit Virginia Healthcare Foundation, and she's helped Arlene navigate her son's healthcare for years. Ronald is 9, and he speaks 4 languages: English, Spanish, Portuguese, and Puerto Rican. His mother laughs at that last one. But 2 years ago, laughter was scarce. Ronald faced serious challenges.
Me hizo el comentario que no quería vivir, que él quería morir.
He made a statement that he didn't want to live anymore, that he wanted to die.
To understand how it got to that point, we have to rewind. Since Ronald was months old, he had been a challenge. He would cry uncontrollably. He wasn't aware of danger, running into streets. When he was older, he'd act out in school. A single mother working multiple jobs, Arlene struggled.
Me veía una mamá fuerte y creía que lo estaba manejando bien.
Despite the situation, I view myself as a very strong mother. There was a point where I started to think to myself, the things that I'm doing are not working out.
Ronald became aware of how hard things were for his mother. He felt guilty. That's when he said he wanted to die. He was 7. Arlene took him straight to the emergency room. He was referred to a psychiatrist and diagnosed with ADHD.
What were you worried about? What were your top concerns?
La preocupación más grande que yo tenía.
That he could attempt against his life. I wanted to be with him at all times.
Today, Ronald is a happy, healthy kid. He has medication that helps him pay attention in school, and he enjoys after-school therapy. All of it is possible because of the Children's Health Insurance Program.
Everyone still believes Congress will save this program. It's been too popular for too long and it covers too many kids.
Linda Nabla runs the program in Virginia. It's been around for 20 years and provides health insurance for 9 million children nationwide. Congress has agreed to keep paying for the program through March, but no one knows what will happen after that.
The worst case scenario for states is that they keep doing these little tiny increments, because that leaves everything in a state of unrest and disarray and uncertainty.
That uncertainty has been difficult for many families. Arlene is a pastor and a radio DJ for a local Spanish-speaking station. She started sharing her story on the air, and soon other families began calling in with their own.
No solamente pienso en mí.
I am not only worried about me, I also worry about many other families, many other parents who are American citizens and are facing the same exact situation I am facing.
Ironically, if those parents lose CHIP, one of the most realistic options for providing insurance to their children is to work less. That's because CHIP is designed for the working poor. You have to make more than the poverty line to qualify. If you make less, your children can get health insurance through Medicaid. But working fewer hours is the last thing Arlene wants. She loves her job, says it helps with her mental health, and she needs the money.
Creo en Dios para ayudarnos.
I believe in God, and I trust that the conversation we are having right now, the story that we are telling, would touch the people who have power.
Because Arlene is a well-known voice in Richmond's Latino community, families keep reaching out. They expect her to know what's going to happen with their children's health insurance. She tells them, "We're waiting. Let's pray." In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.